ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد student and sit in class like how you should sit in class as a student. Don't think you're an ustaz now, so you can sit like an ustaz, but sit like a student also. And you won't stop learning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here today, alhamdulillah. There's gathering. Because we have some fikr, some concern in our hearts. We have some fikr. Everyone's eyes upon the youth. If we got the youth in our hand, then we can set the trend. We can change history. We can set the future. Because we say the youth is the future. The youth is the future. So everybody's eyes in the youth. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have a value attached to you. What is my value? And this value, the people out there have recognized. They have recognized it is why? Within the four walls of the madrasa, they're still making an effort to corrupt the youth in the madrasa also. Because you know, the value of this. They know the value. So I'm going to know first what is my value in the world, what we regard as big. The stock exchange, and this exchange, and the rand, and the dollar, everything else. Everything will continue because of one mu'min. Because of one mu'min. We understand this now, that the kuffar booking their trips here and there, they're flying first class, business class, holidays, and all this enjoyment so-called they are in, which I want to get to. How is flying this class and that class? If I many people now, they're coming off an aeroplane. Bishara, let me fly economy class. Now when we're coming out, people are taking photos of the first class, the business class. Look at the seat. Look at the TV screen he has over there. Because we aspire, one day I want to get over here now. The top bottoms. You hardly can put into it. So half an hour takes now just to put the pants on only. Like a husband says now, that you can wear your pants on of three ways. One, you can hang your pants between two chairs and take a run up and jump into it. In fact, almost another decade they had to do that, because you can't put into it. But that was the fashion. He said after a few years that changed. And then came the... And the biggest deception, when it comes to us, you see now the rest, they have this thing, that enjoy life. They have now, the first you're an infant, you see in the cereal box infant, see for so many years. And then you have adolescence, then you have youth. What do you have after that? Age of minority, majority. Then you can vote at 18, then you get your passport at this age, and you can get your ID at that age. Before that, you're still small. I have this in my heart that every person will become like me. Whether he is Peter or John outside, wherever he may be from, whether I walk in the airports of the world, whether I'm sitting in the plane, wherever it may be, wherever I go in the world, maybe there may be a holiday also, but they have to become like me. They have to follow my style. Because in the day of Qiyamah, this is the only thing that will happen. Allah save us. But they get involved in this. With girls, whether they be on the Twitter, on the Blackberry, on the WhatsApp, on the email, they get involved. And many youngsters come and say, Moana, I can't sleep now. My sleep is gone. I'm only thinking about her. I can't eat also. My head isn't working. Out. He says, nah, it's halal now, it's no more fun. I'm telling you, many people have come. I say, Moana, I can't live without her. I need to marry. Once he marries her, he's nahtuah, he doesn't make tawbah, he's sefar. Then it's finished. But this trap Shaitan has made out there for us to get involved. But we have to stick strong to Sharia. And he said, I look into the water and see a reflection. It looks like me or like them. He looked inside and said, it looks like you. That's what I'm telling you. You don't belong to them. So the big lion gave a roar. He tells him, now open your lungs and you also roar. So when he opened his mouth and he roared, he says, you're a lion. But you got caught up with this crowd over here. These are actually part of your meal. Alayti Baruch. They come and open the cupboard, he's in trouble. But my friends can walk in anytime. My door is open. My mother must knock, my father must knock. They build the house, but I put no entry sign for them. Why something to hide in the room? Is something there? If I'm, my public life, my private life is open, pets. People will keep this nowadays as pets in their homes. The type of dogs they want to keep also, ferocious dogs. Why they don't look evil, they don't look tough. The way they drive also. The way they drive the car, the youngsters, how we say, eating is hot. He said, hot, the car is hot. Without the car, he's zero. The car is a long way to go. Then you become responsible. Whereas Sharia is telling us, once you are baligh, even your father is responsible for you. He says, he doesn't have to maintain you. We can tell you, he's a dog, but work and support yourself. You'll have to go. So in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you become of age, you are responsible. We can already father a child. We are going to be questioned. By the time we are of age, we are going to be questioned about my namaz, my Quran tilawat, how I use my heart, how I use my mind, what fikr of deen I made, what ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I had a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this has to be nurtured from now. Is that now when I qualify, or when I finish my matric, when I get my degree? How they put the, what iman they had? But we have all been to school. We still in matric, 18 years old, we think we're still young. This is a long way to go in life. But look at him at that age already, what a mature mind. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, when he asked his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, فَإِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ. So each one takes stock of herself. So she tells her father, that dear dad, we have four daughters living in our home. As long as you give us airtime money, pocket money, clothing money, and money for food, we are loyal to you, we are here. The day you can't afford it, we'll tell you, bye bye, we'll move on in life. So Fajr namaz. Bye namaz, bye namaz, bye namaz. I know you should understand. By the time I'm of age, everything should be set in my life, who's the team. But temptations are there, as I was saying now, every one of us wants to become good. You want to become pious. You want to become the sheikh of the time. Definitely, why not? You all aspire for it. You want to reach the top. The salah becomes to the house of Aziz of Misr. And then he told his wife that he care of this young boy. We can imagine his beauty, his physique, his stature, his body, what Allah Ta'ala had given him. How beautiful he must have been. Alright? And then we have, on the other hand, the woman of the house, Zulaikha. The most beautiful woman of Egypt. Most beautiful woman. Allah says, now you tell a youngster to give his cell phone away, he's like already heart paralyzed. He's already paralyzed, his mind already is like paralyzed, he's like brain dead. I don't have a cell phone, my mind can't work. So he says, get rid of all the devices. I promise you, get rid of it. As difficult as it is, this is the first step. This is the first step. Moon everything. As I say, like two monkeys sitting on the moon eating honey. They have all the pictures now filed away. Now every anniversary they take out in the sea and they show the children. So if that person had to be in accident anywhere and passed away, his whole khazana and treasure of all his gunas are at home. But there's hope now, I can't get the salihin, that person. And I heard that before Malakul Maut comes, you'll have a feeling he's coming. I heard, like, you know, you sense it like 40 days before, that now, soon your time is up. But I know it's going to happen anytime. So when I'm listening to music, I will listen one ear, other ear I'm listening in case he comes. And he said, when I'm sitting, when I go to the movies, Allah says that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was enticed in that room by the beautiful woman, he turned around and he ran. They say that all the doors were locked. One by one the doors began to open. And from where to Allah Ta'ala took him as a slave boy, staying in somebody's home, Allah Ta'ala took him to the throne of Egypt. The Hafiz boy has Quran in his hand. But the chore of shaitan and nafs are there behind him. He'll do it. He has a cuteness on his face because of Quran in his heart. He'll do all the bad things. He'll do it. Shaitan is behind him. So how important it is now for him to preserve his iman and his Quran Sharif. So he has it says now, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمْتِيشُ. But at that time he should always go to the movie houses. So I remember the youngster we were together. And he says, you know what, all the chummies are gone. How are you going to go? I said, you know what, you can carry on. He says, no, I won't go. Inshallah, I remember his words, he said, Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will take me somewhere better. So he didn't go. 2 years later, Allah Ta'ala took him. That I won't lie to you. After you take it, you feel nice. You're in a different world altogether. But anyway, the brothers used to come to my home, taking me 3 days, 24 hours, here. I did all of that, but I just could not give it up. He says, then they made my tashkil performance when I came. He says, I came to arrive in, I'm trying, I come right a little while, then I slip again, then I try again a little while. Then finally I come to a stage where I think, now, hey, this is my life. This is who I am. I can't get out of it. I'm doomed. This is my life. Allah Ta'ala knows me now that this is my weakness. I can't get out of it. I promise you, you can get out of it.
And the tongue that works, that ilm comes into the tongue. And then if there is no blockages, then it goes to the heart. And if there is a blockage, it doesn't go to the heart even. It just stays on the tongue, in the eyes, etc. And just incidentally, I remember, just mention it, it will be the Quran Sharif is written, that is also Tanzeel min Allah, revealed by Allah. And it is not permitted to write any word of the Quran Sharif in any different way, though it can be written. But Quran Sharif, it is not permitted. Like for example, Yaseen, how it's written in the Quran Sharif, Ya, as they take to complete. And he has to write out the whole Quran Sharif also. Exactly. And that is what they call a Hafiz. And what they say, what we call Hafiz, they all are Hafiz like that. But that is the quality of Hifz that they have. Anyway, so we were discussing that this Quran, that this ilm, one is, and the real ilm is ilm fil qalb, which goes to the heart. And when there is no blockages, and therefore it is absolutely necessary that a student makes his islah. If he's got takabbur in him, takabbur will block that ilm to go into his heart. If he's got nashukri in him, if he's got other malfooz of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, ke tabiyat par aqal ko ghalib rakho, that what we like to do, and that is what is nafs, and nafs tabi'at marghubat tabi'iyah, things that you like according to your nature, your tabiat. Marghubat, take hifz of anything. You want to learn anything, hadith or even your Quran Sharif, and you're finding it difficult, read this dua. Allahumma anta maqsoodi. Allahumma anta matloobi. You are my matloob. Wa ridha'aka maqsoodi. And your pleasure is my maqsood. Eighth path, that is the sirat-e-mustaqim. It is the shortcut and it is a straight road direct to Allah Ta'ala already in this world, to Jannat in the year after. So this ilm that we are acquiring, let us see that we acquire it like this, then we will get the benefit of ilm. And not only us, other people will also. So that result of it, that also is important. So we have to, avoid, make your islah, and then see inshallah how much this ilm will benefit you, a cause of benefit to other people also. May Allah give us tawfiq. Those people who still haven't made niyat for Ramzan to spend your Ramzan year. And though when Allah is in the heart, in all circumstances a person will think of Allah Ta'ala. And he will see how easy it is to think of Allah Ta'ala then. And also, how much of marifat, to the level of his marifat, he will get enjoyment to think of Allah Ta'ala. If you have seen a certain woman, for example, also it's not right, just an example, but when he will see Allah Ta'ala, he'll forget about Jannat also. So, and a person who gets one bit of that in this world, what to say about that person? So may Allah bless us that with our zikr, we do it with concentration and we do it properly, punctually, and as a person carries on, he will get this. And then he will get this great enjoyment, which is the main time of the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. How many have lost that? And then in their old age, they come to Allah Ta'ala, that is also. But how many even in old age? And especially in today's world, that especially you don't have to go to any place to go and meet with woman or anything. It's right in the palm of your hand now. Her figure is like that now. No more that Coca-Cola bottle figure now. Hey, now you want to run from her. And now you want to see other women. Jinko pehle ghazal sunaye hai. Pehle, first you were singing love songs to her. Now you want to run away from her. You don't want to be by her. So this is this dunya. And Allah's beauty. May Allah let us reach there and we find Allah. And Allah comes into our hearts. Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. All this is achieved
by the fazal of Allah, when Allah Ta'ala just grants it to a person. And that is also what we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala all the time, that oh Allah, make us jazb.
Imam hota hai, jazb jiska imam hota hai, راہ میں تیز گام ہوتا ہے جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے جذب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے رہتا ہے نفس بھی بے لگام ہوتا ہے دوستو درد دل کی مسجد میں دوستو درد دل کی مسجد میں درد دل کا امام ہوتا ہے درد دل کا ہے کار فرما تو لطف ہے ان کا کار فرما تو لطف ہے ان کا ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے ہم غلاموں کا نام ہوتا ہے کار فرما تو لطف ہے اتاری ہو تب کہیں جا کے کام ہوتا ہے تب کہیں جا کے کام ہوتا ہے تب کہیں جا کے کام ہوتا ہے گرم ربی نہ ہو گرم رب ہے دل سے ان کا غلام ہوتا ہے عشق جس کا امام ہوتا ہے یہ کرامت ہے شیخ کامل کی فیض طالب کام ہوتا ہے رائے گا آہتون
By ایمان you are ولی of اللہ تعالی Everyone, اللہ ولی الذین آمنوا Everyone who has brought ایمان is a friend of اللہ تعالی But Allah wants a close friendship A friendship that even middle of the night, you are ready to go to your friend. So such a friendship Allah Ta'ala wants us to acquire. And otherwise, the zikr that He has shown, our ma'amulat, that is very important. That we keep that going. And that by that we will be guided all the time, inshallah. So yeah, this very beautiful poem of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah. You just bring the magnet, you see that getting pulled and it's coming to the magnet. So just like that, if a person who has got jazb and whose imam is jazb, that is jazb of Allah Ta'ala. And that is also a gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala bless us with that. And may Allah Ta'ala that urge to go for Umrah. So no matter what other work he has got, how many people for Hajj, last minute they got the accreditation, and how they prepare and quickly they do everything. Person wants to go in Jamaat, for example, and nothing can stop him there. He just wants to go. So that is what we require, that agar na ho, to phir uska nafs bhi belagam hota hai. And a person who hasn't got a guide, a person who hasn't got a GPS, or he hasn't got contact, the connection is not there, then nafs becomes his reins. His nafs controls him. Tell the heart that don't do this, it's not good for you. But whatever decision the heart makes, so a person who has got that love of Allah Ta'ala, and according to that the heart makes decisions, those will be all good decisions. And if the imam is your nafs, then the heart will make decisions according to the nafs. Us par bhi taam hota hai. And a person who hasn't reached there, but he wants to reach, he's crying to Allah Ta'ala. He's pleading to Allah, Ya Allah, bless me also with that ishq of yours. You pull me also towards you. Perhaps he doesn't get it, but not only will he be granted that hajj on his niyat, but inshaAllah, Allah will appoint an angel, a farishta, that will make hajj on his behalf every year. So a person just has to be, have that, oh Allah, I also want to be your ashiq. I also want to be your true lover. Oh Allah, please make me. Tabaraka ta'ala. Kya hai Arbi bana? فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُغْتَرِّينَ Some people who are in deception. يُنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ They attribute their kamalat, whatever they have got, إِلَى مُجَاهَدَاتِهِمْ Towards their mujahada, etc. I made lot of effort. When in act, Allah makes fazal. Then Allah took work from Maulana that his name won't die in history, inshallah. How many people throughout the world personally have heard him? And then how many through the cassettes and through now CDs and all the on the websites, etc. Once we were in Madagascar, and a person had taken us out, and he did not like to walk on the earth with shoes. He said it is, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا That Allah says the earth, we have put our carpet on it. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali once said that it was summer months here in South Africa when Hazrat came. He said, it looks like in your country every... But this people, that is what is that ish. That you don't even notice it. You don't even know there are thorns or there are pebbles, there are stones and the heat. Even if it is just sand, that heat. But may Allah bless us with this ish. And it is only from the mercy and the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. And a good way to ask of this is that make it lot of show. And that when it goes to the head, that is a dangerous thing. When a person, if you praise a person, especially out of the limit, over the limit, it is discouraged in the hadith also, that you must not praise the person. The malaika, they hit him on his chest and they ask him, were you like that for that? Allah Ta'ala, the two brothers, one brother was a very great alim, orator, great lecturer. In Lahore, I don't remember the names now. His bayan was going to take place, and his brother in the introduction praised him and praised him and praised him. He became like Kukwa Ta'ala. That such people, the jug and the glass, the wine, of the love of Allah, this comes from Allah Ta'ala. Those people who have got this ishq, they get this jam unhi ka hi jam hota hai. That is what is called a jug of wine. Not this. We were at that time in Malawi with Hazrat. When I asked, Hazrat just went in a trance like, what it was. How Allah Tabarakuta, that love of Allah, you just hear your lover's name, your beloved's name, and you just hear something about him, and you go, may Allah bless us. Mashallah, those who are blessed, but and all of mankind in jinn with this great love of Allah, this ishq and this jazb of Allah Ta'ala. اگر نہ ہو دوستو کرم ان کا عمر بھر عشق خام ہوتا ہے and oh my friends if it is not Allah's karam if it is not Allah's kindness whole life also what not one drop comes out how our gunas are going to be washed may Allah be kind to us and let the tears flow in his love and in his fear a person who just Bukhari Sharif's one riwayat Allah Ta'ala One person of the people of before Bani Israel, he made wasiyah from anywhere in the world, wherever a person says those words and those three the agenda, those two things, and that farishta hears it. One is jannat. Allah has given jannat that power of hearing, that anyone anywhere in the world. Can be the bottom of the ocean, it can be in the thick. So many people, mashallah, may Allah accept us also, take us also for Umrah. How many people are going next year? They are back already, we still sitting here, we haven't gone. Then we ask them that they must convey our salams also. And we should read our durood also as much as we can. The malaika hearing it, that farishta has got, Allah gave him that. And if a person has got ishq, But he hasn't got a murabbi, a shaykh, that his whole ishq, his whole great love for Allah will also go out of control. Like we see, for example, there are many people who genuinely have so much love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we went to Cape Town Falls, we prayed also. Many times it is, we do it for our nafs to get name, fame, show, so we go on TV, we don't know. But some people are genuine also, that they want to spread the word of Allah Ta'ala. And they feel that perhaps by the TV, by video, it will spread. But now your ishq is there, but you haven't got a guide, So what can I do? So I told him, Allah put in my heart, may Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. So I told him, phone me back in an hour. Then I phoned Hazrat in Karachi. And Hazrat was in Majlis that time, so I said, something urgent, please. So when Hazrat heard, Hazrat said, no, never ever. There is no permission granted for it. It's desire for deen. And he wants to spread it, but he uses the wrong means. Or a person has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many people whole night, tawwali. But when Fajr time comes, then they go and sleep away. So they love in, according to them. And there must be those who are genuine also. And they stay to help us, mashallah. We were reading in here, our Hadrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahab Rahmatullah Ali's correspondence with our show, with Hazrat. And that was a time when Hazrat was in Turkey and he was going to Konya, to the Maqbara, to the grave of Maulana, your Sheikh. And that is how really we all must feel. No matter how much a person does, but he must feel that I am not fulfilling the rights, etc. Or koi gustakhi unki shaan mein zarur hui hai. And you, maybe you spoke something which wasn't desirable. You showed some disrespect with using some words or something. Warna kyun safar ki puri tayyari your room, and you got all the sawab of the haram. Your niyat was that, so you got the full sawab. So whatever Allah, and Allah knows why. Allah's decisions, Allah knows perfectly why, what He does. Tabi'i gham lawazim bashariyat se hai. To have natural sorrow that I couldn't join this kafla. I haven't gone with this
benefit of taking bayat. That on different angles, there are great benefits of linking up with some sheikh. As a father, there is benefit. As a son towards his parent, there is benefit. As a ustad to his children, to the, his class, to the students, the maktab, there is benefit. As a ustad, and also, last example, on one occasion, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he went to a certain place where people were involved in agriculture. And those people have PhD degrees and very advanced in regards to knowledge of agriculture. So they asked Hazrat Hakim Sahib, those whose hearts are superior. So our inferior hearts, by sitting in the company of those superior hearts, and by sitting in the company, inshallah, by 40 days, those qualities, inshallah, will be transferred into the inferior heart, and you also become valuable, inshallah. So by sitting in the company of a sheikh, of a person who's connected to him in all types of gunas, wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
JazakAllahu khairan. Now, Hazrat's desire, that Hazrat wants to take a few reports, some kar guzaris, inshallah.
Hazrat has come to Sri Lanka last year, about 3 years back also. And mashallah, when Hazrat came, that many locations there are things. And among that, Hazrat told us that a sheikh will show you how to get to Allah easily. And in fact, Maulana was getting ready to take Hazrat to a certain place, and a brother who was seated there, since it was a time with heavy traffic on the roads, and Maulana sent the reply that I should write about my inclination and contact Hazrat as soon as possible. And then I got the email of the Darul Uloom and sent a letter to Hazrat, and Hazrat replied that Hazrat is accepting my bayat and to come
through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the help of Brother Zubaydi Sai. About in the year 2000, when Hazrat was on one of his regular visits trying to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, I came here and I spent the whole month of Ramadan I spent here. And one of the many benefits of that is that It's the first time Hazrat asked me to just, you know, it's not there. Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of Hazrat, that connection has been there. Then Alhamdulillah, in the personal life also, that slow by slow, zikr was completely, we heard the fazail of zikr, we used to give talks on zikr also, but personally, in our personal life, there was no zikr in it. But Allah Ta'ala bless our Hazrat, Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of Hazrat and the majlises we having. Just the other day, we were reading in that Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had compiled a few of the malfuzat of Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay Sahib Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi. The path of tasawwuf, we fell and we got up and we started walking. And this is the way that the shaitan and nafs, it's a continuous struggle till the end of your life. Sometimes shaitan will overpower you, nafs will overpower you, sometimes you will overpower. You have to keep on trying. So this is the thing that Rasulullah, that is the thing.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In 2004, Hazrat was in first class, and I asked Hazrat while I was there, I said, you know, let me just go take that to Hazrat. So I went by Hazrat Musa Damat Warakatam was there, and a few other brothers were there. So Hazrat got very happy. Hazrat said, Are mera anokha murid hai, fazao mein mujhse bahas ho raha hai. So Hazrat told me, he's taking birth in the house. Then Hazrat called Musa ko bulao, sabko bulao. So I think there was no answer. Then I left, and next minute I saw Sir Hazrat's phone call. So I got a bit worried now. So I picked the phone. I said, "Assalamu alaikum, Hazrat." Let me just say, "Hazrat, no, speak. You can speak, Maulana. You can speak." Then I said, "Hazrat, I want to actually, after Maulana Ismail, I want to connect myself to Hazrat." And before that, my maamulat, I had all the maamulat, but it wasn't a maamulat. Since Alhamdulillah, Allah had blessed me, Alhamdulillah, I was so fortunate to spend two Ramadan with Hazrat, with family, Alhamdulillah. And after that, I'm still trying, but Alhamdulillah, at least that Hazrat always said, start your day with Dhikrullah, start your day with Tilawat.
One of our sisters saw a dream, and she sent a note, and she said, that for the benefit of all, I should relate the dream. The dream is, she saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. She was told that sitting in Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Warakatam's majlis is like sitting in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So inshallah, we know. We wish.
Any other suggestions?
Havik.
Stenge is ready.
Verlam also.
Verlam. Pakrini. And Pangeni, mashallah.
Majal hubbaka habbal ashiya ilayna, wajal khashyadaka akhafal ashiya indana, waqta anna hajati dunya bishawqi la liqaihik, wa idha akrata ayuna ali dunya min dunyahum, faakrir ayunina min ibadatik. Allahumma asli warham wa tajawaz waghfir wahdi li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala sallam. اللهم اهدنا واهدنا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء من والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
جزيل by me. I'll keep it amanat. When you come back, I'll give it back to you. But you go in jamaat, that I'm big maulana, you won't benefit anything. If you go as an ordinary person, you will benefit. So, Maharishi Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, in the view of Allah, when you say, Allahu Akbar, you have now surrendered to Allah. What am I? What is a life for me? I'm Mr. Man. I'm the big man. She must do everything. I don't do anything for her. How many people, they complain. My wife phoned me, she said, I must bring potatoes. What she thinks of me? Hey, that I must go and buy potatoes. I'm such a big man. He's got a very big business. And I must go buy tomatoes and I must buy potatoes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi, the girl who cleans the toilets. In those days, no flush system toilet. It had to be picked up. Then he told her, just walk past him. So when he, so royal person, brought up with such thing, he couldn't accept this, that she was this filth and dirt and that smell. So he gave it her and realized that what I ate, that wonderful dastarkhan, how it was set. Now eat, they will coming, what delicacies. But when it came in my body, I made filth and dirt out of it. This is what I am. That car which was in a showroom, brand new car. I paid for it, I bought it, I took one round, I didn't like it. I came and returned it. They told Sati to acquire. May Allah give it to us.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله العظيم. As usually, Hazrat normally begins every bayan by mentioning a sunnah of Allah's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. I will also try and share one sunnah of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. On one instance, our beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, Wallahi. That's what we learn from our mashayikh, that in everything we should develop this quality of husn, beauty. In everything, Allah Ta'ala ta karima that we've recited before you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that being who has created death, والحيات, in life. Allah Tabaraka put in our nikah, in our marriage life, and in every aspect of our lives. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has taught us, and we'll see in the riwayat, there's a beautiful narration, that sittatun hasan. There are six things that are good, but there are six things that are even better. There are six things that are good, but there are six things that are even better. In those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed wealth with, those that are wealthy are generous, Allahu Akbar. Then was sabru hasan. Sabr, to be patient, to understand that what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us in every condition, whatever condition Allah has put me in, this is the best for me. But if this quality of sabr can be found in youth, and then subhanallah mention is made, is that wal haya wa hasan. Haya is splendid, haya is excellent. Wa huwa fin nisa yahsan. Haya, modesty is excellent, but if only this modesty is found in woman, this is even more beautiful, subhanallah. And my beloved brothers and friends, let us just look amidst this act with your sister. He says, no, O Messenger of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a few other close relatives. His maternal aunt, his paternal aunt. Would you like somebody to commit this act of zina? He says, no, O Nabi of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned to him, in the same way, if you want to commit zina with somebody, it is going to be somebody's mother, somebody's sister, for not being so modest. She passed by Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why don't you give me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having meals with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So she asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that why don't you give me something to eat? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some food and presented it to her. So what did this woman say? No, la hubbik. The love of those actions that will draw us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our mashayikh have explained so beautifully that to love the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it will join a person to both sides. It will take a person to the love of Allah, and it will take a person to the love of those actions that are also pleasing to Allah tabaraka.
To action. And those, that is how we ought to listen. We not just hear, but listen intently, not with our ears, but our hearts. And when we open our hearts, and when we want to listen with our hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our hearts with these good words, and Allah Ta'ala will bring about a change. Alhamdulillah, next we have a piece of advice, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafahu salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qad aflaha man tazakka wa dhakara isma rabbihi fa salla. Wrong notion, we are confused, we don't know who to follow, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it very, very simple for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jalisul kubara, that as youngsters sit in the company of the elders. People that are elderly in age, etc.
If you sit in their company, instead to propose for one girl in a village. So they went, while they were going on their horse and cart in the early days, so one old man was sitting on the side near one shop. And as they were going, he asked them, where are you going? He said, we're going to propose for one, taking this boy to propose for one girl in the village. He said, please, milk. So these boys, now they were worried. They were, like we say in Afrikaans, scrapping cop. They didn't know what to do. So they came out of the house, looking very perplexed, worried. The old man immediately made out. He said, what's wrong? What's the problem? He said, this is the problem. They want to give, accept our proposal, but they're saying we have to fill that well with milk. And what a hell. You don't have to say, I don't know which alim to follow, which. So as far as your matters of deen is concerned, you need to follow one particular mufti who's got taqwa, and you stick to what he tells you. Then you will be following deen, and you won't be following your passion and your desires. And then thirdly, as we are explaining with regard to this ayat, Hakimul Ummat, Ali has cut us down to size immediately and mentioned that nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That to become nek and pious, this is faraz for each and every individual. And this is what is called tazkiyah. That is the spiritual, that's the purification of the heart. In order for a person, hum aise rahe ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. In this world, we can live like this and like that. In other words, big, big titles, bayans, big, big followers, a lot of followers also, a big sheikh also. But in reality, the reality will only come out when we close our eyes and we go into the qabr. And thus we learn from our honorable, they will put us on our place all the time. So Hazrat immediately replied, Woto qabr mein pata chalega. That I'll only know in the qabr. That means how many huffaz have been accepted at my hands or not. Our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, and these are the friends of Allah. They appreciate the words of the pious, and they know the value of the words of the pious servant. Barakatu Madzilul Ali, Arif Billah, the Hakimul Ummat of this time. Hazrat so beautifully mentions that Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. That Allah Ta'ala has desired for us. Before we even came in the world, Allah has desired success for us. And everyone, Allah wants us to be successful. Natural way of life. The natural way of life is that a person, anything you get, natural the thought should be, who has given me this? I don't deserve it. Who is this kind being? Who is this kind personality? And that is why our Hazrat teaches us this very, very important quality, which myself generally lacks, and that is to make shukr. Everything I got is only from my Allah. As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, and like Maulana Ahmad Sahab explained, that do we ever ponder that my marriage life also must be full of beauty. We think just outward beauty, my wife must doll up for me, I must be smart for her, that is the beauty. No, the real beauty is internal. Beauty is this world. When man thought, we manufactured the great, the best ship in the world, the unsinkable Titanic, and they even named it unsinkable, that this ship is unsinkable. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give guarantee. Man should not think that I have achieved something. We all should realize it's Layla. And now you won't flirt around and look in the street at all the young girls that are walking around. And you think that's a beautiful girl. How nice she looks, etc. No, you'll realize that that is not, that is filth and dirt. Shaitan just makes them look beautiful. Allah has given me a doll in my house. And this Layla of mine, this beautiful doll, where did she come from? And those who followed in their footsteps, the Salihin, the Siddiqeen, that today, till today and till the day of Qiyamah, they will have the speaker to remind us that the wealth of dunya, that is what is going to be left behind. That is not your main object and purpose in life. So, but generally we find, today we take so lot security precautions.
Boon and gift that was given to mankind was taken away. And after that, of course, the righteous khulafa, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum left, and then all the righteous people are going. Whatever we have, we should try and... was inviting the people to deen, but then when they did not accept, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Taif. There he received even a worse reception from the people of Taif.
On his return at a place of Nakhla, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing Fajr Namaz. And when the Quran had taught them who is the leader of the Jinnat, they made Tawbah from that and they explained the purity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Further they said, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ الشَّطَطَى. اور یہ کہ ہم میں کا بے وقوف اللہ پر برہا کر باتیں کہا کرتا تھا. And he will ascribe a lie to Allah Ta'ala. Nobody will be so audacious and speak a lie about Allah Ta'ala, but we got misled in this way and we also ascribe many wrong things to Allah Ta'ala. Like Malaika are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala, or the very denial of Allah, that things have crept into us. Before, the virtues of becoming an alim, becoming a hafiz, were explained to the children and they were eager to become. Today we explain about earning big money and where can we go and earn big money. So like that, this jinnat also said we were caught up in all these wrong things. But then Allah happened, and from where and where the sounds of the jinn had come. And many cases also that how Allah Ta'ala had put the words of truth on their tongue and they explained to those people, those human beings. It was the common habit of the Arabs that when they used to travel like this, then they should seek refuge and they should make dua. Many wrong things which have got nothing to do with deen and with Islam. So this was the habit also of the Arabs. وَأَنَّهُمْ ظَنُّوا كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ لَنْ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا. And they also said to their jinn brothers, اور یہ کہ ان کو بھی خیال تھا جیسے تم کو خیال تھا. Allah, everything is directly in front of Allah. What our private lives and what is carrying on in our homes, the neighbors will not know. Other family will not know, but Allah knows what is happening. And what our intentions are, taking children, this is also a very dangerous thing, where the man, for example, take the children for an...
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, کون جو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا ترے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. دو کہ ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمان.
MashaAllah. In the poem of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat mentions that when a person is unable to protect his eyes, then you find that uneasiness will enter the person. And when a person is able to protect his eyes, then only will a person get sukoon, he will get itminan, and he will get comfort in his life. In the Quran Kareem also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, I tell you to lower your gaze and protect your chastity. So in both places, first comes protection of your eyes. And if the eyes of a person is protected, then the chastity is protected. Further Allah Ta'ala mentions in the verse, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is most pure for them. And in another verse Allah Ta'ala says that that person that attains this purity, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Then that person is successful. And when a person...
يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من
People do four actions. They will become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the four actions are very, very simply, one is to keep a full beard. And in today's time, alhamdulillah, there is an environment, becomes easier to keep a beard. Number two, to keep the trouser above the ankles. Number three, to protect one's gaze. And number four, to protect one's heart of all evil thoughts in the Quran Sharif. And this is a great honor and respect where Allah Ta'ala addresses the people of Iman. In the past kitabs, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would address the Anbiya alayhi salam, O Nabi, tell the people. But in the Quran Sharif, up to about 80 places, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the speciality of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where directly we are addressed, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers. But in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala doesn't address the believers directly. In Zimbabwe, Munana Bahadur Sahib, very old alim, he came to Madrasa also and he gave a bayaniya. So he said, he told Munana one day, you know, the people of the car manufacturers, they learn from the Quran Sharif, how to manufacture cars, how to manufacture cars. So I said, what do you mean by this? So he says, no, you don't see in the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, that kullil mu'minina yakhudhu min abswarihim. But yeah, Allah has made it so easy, just with the thought. A person just thinks and immediately he can close his eyes. So easy it is. Allah didn't make it difficult. Allah put one button under our feet or behind our knees. Now we're going, we're bowing down, we trip, we fall. She thinks that, you know what, this man is falling head over heels in love with me or something like that. Nothing like that. Allah has made it so easy. Flick of a thought and a person closes. It's very harmful for you. يُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ Whatever is filthy and dirty, Allah has made it haram for a person. So Allah says, there's few things, stay away from it. So what shouldn't a person look at? Ulama say, what Allah Ta'ala has made haram for a person. Firstly, don't look at, especially those we are saliki, many of us are in the path of tasawuf. So many times shaitan deceives a person. Young boys. But secondly, a person should not look even at a male. His satr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our satr is from our navel to below the knee. A person should abstain completely from looking at any other person. Hazrat Rakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was so particular. Our Hazrat mentioned this incident. That once they went on a safar, on a journey. And while they were going on a journey, Hazrat took a lungi. Because there was a boatman there, and the boatman would bring his wife in the shop. Said, you must come and work. The shop will become so big, a person will have to bring his woman folk into the shop. This is a sign of qiyamah. And today, it has become very, very common. You see posters, people are saying, advertising, we're having a car group, going from one place to another place, looking for some people, boys, girls, women, men, women sitting together. A man has got a shop. Never mind to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, our passport photos, we are forced to take those pictures, we are forced to take those photos. Hazrat said, after that, make tawbah. You take the photos, you are forced to take it. It's a necessity. But it's against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah and say, Allah ta'ala, because of our weakness of iman, we are forced to take these photos. If you don't take and you don't make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at Quran Sharif. What a short ayat. Allah ta'ala first mentions the command, number one. Second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the benefit. And number three, the third part of the ayat, Allah mentions the ilaj and the cure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what benefit are you going to get? Now you say, what a hard masala, it's so hard to look, lower my Jesus in today's time we are living. So much of guna and sin is taking place there. How the nikah took place, and the husband and the wife went into the wrong room, the two husbands went into the wrong rooms. So they slept with the wrong lady. But that person thought it was his wife, so there's no guna and there's no sin for that. But if a person now, while he's sitting with his halal wife, and he's thinking of other women, then this person is getting the guna and the sin of zina, of adultery and fornication. So this is, يَجِدُ حَلَاوَةَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ He will find the halawat and the enjoyment of iman in his heart. This is the greatest gift. A person will find the halawat and sweetness of iman. Today many, many people say, in my ibadat I don't get enjoyment. Wallah, in ibadat there is great, great enjoyment. But why are we not getting that enjoyment? Because we are sick. And when a person is sick, he can't eat biryani also. Biryani doesn't taste nice for him. One lady, she comes on one of the radio stations and she gives bayans. And she came to Azadwal. And so many men were getting so excited when they're just hearing that this woman is coming to Azadwal. Because they hear her on the radio. They say, what a voice she's got. How she speaks. So it shows that sickness is within man. So to listen to this also is completely not permissible. The ulama say, the fuqaha say, to give azan is makruh for a woman. It is like a person drinking sea water. When a person drinks sea water, he gets more thirsty. For a short while, the thirst is quenched. But then he wants more, and he wants more, and he wants more. It is never ever quenched. When a person looks at one woman, Hazrat Ami rahmatullah alayhi says, that if a man makes zina with every single woman on the surface of the earth, and there's only one woman left, he will think to himself that maybe that enjoyment which I am looking for is in this last woman. In a halal way or in a haram way, you got a choice. But you are definitely going to earn your 1 million rand. If you decide to rob the bank, you'll go rob the bank, you'll make your 1 million rand tomorrow. They'll lock you up in jail. For the next 20 years, you got your 1 million rand, but you're locked up in jail. Another man decides to earn it in a halal way. So he works every month. After 20 years, he also got that 1 million rand. But he got it with izzet and respect. So he gets upset with that. What's wrong with you? Every day, dal roti. And now he's finding fault with the food. But if that same person, his friend was having his meals, he said, no, no, no. I'll go in the masjid, I'll sit and make my zikr, I'll make my tilawat of Quran Sharif. I won't join him. I won't go and have his biryani and his akni. I'll sit in the room, make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, stay hungry, never mind. Now he goes home 5 o'clock. He's looking at her. He will get the reward according to some narrations. When a man looks at his wife with mercy, Allah Ta'ala with love, Allah's special mercy comes on their family. So, this is the third benefit a person will get. When a person will look after his eyes, Allah will give him that enjoyment in his wife. Otherwise, he will look at all the other women. But that enjoyment in your wife will be taken away from you. What enjoyment is there at home? The house was a place, literally as one man, for the past 20 years, he comes every day as a blind person. And every day he used to come and fill up water in our houses. This happened in the past, when he used to come and fill up water in the house. So he came as normal. But today, something overcame him. While he's filling water, he came towards me and started touching me and holding me. And I got a shock. I started screaming. He got frightened and he ran away. But first time he touched me, and sit with this woman and fulfill his desires with this woman. He says, the people, they couldn't take this anymore. He was the alim of the town. Eventually they got rid of him. They said they fired him and they sent him somewhere else. Anyhow, he went somewhere else with his wife. And he lived like this. He continued doing this action. So one day somebody went to meet him and now he had grown old. Now that same person, they see him out of the house. So if you are walking, and now a woman is walking in front of you, pretty woman is coming, that moment lower your gaze and make whatever dua you want to. Say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my marriage, make my wife look much more beautiful for me. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Jannah give me so many khurs, much, much more better than this woman. If I look at her, I'm not getting anything. But whatever dua a person makes at that moment, oh Allah ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, give me far, far greater than whatever duas are made. And the person abstains from that gunah, his duas are readily accepted. Benefit number 7, on the day of Qiyamah, many, many people will be crying. The Prophet ﷺ said, every eye will be crying on the day of Qiyamah. إِلَّا مَنْ خَدَتْ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. That person who lowered his gaze from the thing which Allah had made haram. There are other people also, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a person who is crying for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of his wife. Du'as accepted, so many benefits a person will get. A small imtihan. Allah Abu Sayyid rahmatullah alayhi says, النَّفْسُ كَالْتِفْلِ. The nafs is like a small child. إِن تُهْمِلْهُ. If you leave that child to drink the milk, the child thinks that the milk is the most enjoyable thing in the world because it hasn't tasted other food as yet. If you don't wean that child still, they look at the awliya Allah, these people are abstaining from their gunas and their sins. What a miserable life they're living. What a difficult life they're living. They don't understand. These people have become baligh. The enjoyment they are getting is far, far superior. Allah has made a small test in the dunya. Small test. Because otherwise every person will say they want to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, the small test I'm giving you, this woman are walking on the street, all his patience has left up. Slightly looking, trying to check who that woman is. So Allah Ta'ala is fully aware exactly how your eyes are moving. Bi ijalati nazar. Wa bi isti'amali sa'iril hawas. How all your other limbs are working also. Allah is fully aware of the day. How a person's ears, what is a person listening to? Why is he listening to that? How is what he's smelling? He's walking past that woman with ether and that perfume. And how he's smelling that and getting great enjoyment. Woman is walking and how you turn your eyes away. Allah is fully aware of the day. Allah is fully aware exactly how you're using all your other hawas. That woman's voice is coming. You put the radio off and you move away from there. Allah is fully aware of that. Allah is fully aware exactly when that smell is, that woman is coming with the perfume, you close your nose and you move away. Nobody else in the world can see you. Allah is watching you. Allah is fully aware exactly that woman is coming in this direction, you move in the other direction. The people of the world will إلى ما متعنا به أزواج رزق والعاقبة للتقوى صدق الله العظيم.
They're all scared of the Urdu Makharij.
This is Yusuf Dizal from Durban, from the Imam of Majid Hilal. is the Margaret Kabili Margaret in Durban. Ashallah, when I teach him kitabs also, when I teach him hibs also, I'm sure Maktab also.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله concerned our hearts. Maybe some of you came by the way to see what's the bayan about, what is the program about. But for those that have come with no intention, make some intention. That after this bayan, I must return with something in my heart. According to my talab and my desire, according to how much I open my heart and my ears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had desires in the youth. So for us to understand, as being part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is my value? Allah ta'ala created me one person in this whole ummah, in this whole world. What is my value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We as young men, we understand the value of things. The person is carrying the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I'm in Darul, whether I'm in school, whether I'm in university, whether outside in the world. When I'm walking on the street, from above Allah ta'ala has attached a value to my being, to my head. What is my price? So for us to understand, we see in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bukhari Sharif, the Nabi of Allah came. And the lifestyle, and the high class lifestyle, and the fancy cars, and the fast life, and the skyscrapers, and all these things over here, they'll be enjoying all of this because of one mu'min. The day he is gone, sab khatam. Everything is gone. Everything is gone. That is my value and your value. You walk past the store lounge in the airport, you see one day I'll also get in there too, in the store lounge. I can relax over there. Right now I'm going to sit on one chair outside, I hardly can sleep. But all of they enjoy because of you and I. But we want now to become like them. How they live their life, away from deen, the holidays they are enjoying so called, the types of food, and how they're chilling in the real corduroys. I know you heard about the corduroys. Came the corduroys. See, then that changed, I've changed my whole cover again. And then came the safari suits. Say, finally, the Jama'at brothers caught me. They took me in Jama'at, and then he says, my garb changed to the sunnah, and for so many years, no change. Till my death. Nabi of Allah set the fashion already. He set the trend already. He's still a child. But in Sharia, there's no concept now of all these stages. Either you are baligh or you're not baligh. Once you become of age, now you're totally answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see, when you go to school, the first question they pose to us, amongst the first questions they pose to us, what are you going to become? This we have to convince ourselves from within. That the sunnah way is the only way. Is the only way. Otherwise you will find the trends out there waiting to catch us. A youngster goes for a haircut. The barber makes a mistake, becomes a hairstyle. You cut one side, becomes a hairstyle. And this is the woman I want, woman of my life. Because I'm deeply in love with her. Whereas Quran says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ لَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. After nikah, Allah Pak says love, not before nikah. What the youngster says, I'm madly in love with her, my head is not working. So I ask him by the, you see, I want to use a beautiful example. And he says that there was a lion that grew up with the sheep. And living with the sheep they're making meh meh, so the lion also became making meh meh. And the sheep eating also grass, the lion eating grass. You see a lion eating grass, you say, Mohob bimar. The lion is very sick. So as I say, in the same way, we have become those lions. We heard of Saifullah, we heard of Asadullah, the Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. We were given these titles, the sword of Allah, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have become now sheep. Kufar has given a cell phone, we've taken it. We did our life. And transparent, there's nothing to hide. But my friends can come in any time. Only a young girl, a young boy prepared to give up their whole family, their whole parents, for a ghair mahram. She's ready to elope with the boy, to give up a father and a mother for something haram. How many of us do? The dead of the night, you prepared to give up everything. Just on one click of the cell phone, of the past, he's not fast. But because he's driving a GTI, he thinks now, he's the dawn of the town. But take out the car,
Hey, Mr. Nobody. It's like you and me, we're walking. But now see how they've changed the whole concept of life. So every youngster now wants to become pious. It should not be that a friend of mine also become pious and I make a mock of him. We can get married if we have to, at that age. But see what we think now? I'm still young. I tell the youngsters in madrasa sometime, I say, why were you ready for Fajr namaz? I didn't wake up this morning. Say, why? My father also didn't get up. So I say, in the month of Ramadan, if your mother didn't wake up for Seri, you don't want to keep Rosa. You still have to keep degree. Then I will settle down, then I will get married, then I will do this, then I will do that. We just go back in history a little bit. Then even the life Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, people have heard like Tariq bin Ziyad, Muhammad bin Qasim. So right, how old were they that time? Not even 20. I'm sure most of us here are below 20 years old. Oh my son, I saw myself structuring you in my dream. What do you think? Imagine your father tells you that. What do you tell him? Abba, I don't know whether you made wuzu before you slept. Whether you had a heavy meal, you had some dal before. Or barisa karikli chili or something before you slept. You see nightmares like this. Alright? That's what we'll tell him. To your father, you see my son can't get a khujan namaz. Getting him up. So what happens now? With this whole Western culture. The whole Western culture, Hazrat says, that our parents are fattening us, giving us clothing, giving us food, giving us the best of life, but our hearts belong to other people. Our hearts belong to them, to the West. See, Quran becomes easy, and you refrain from haram. Understand something? Hazrat mentions very nicely. He says, for a young man to have a desire in his heart is normal. For a young man to have lust, to have passion, Allah Ta'ala has put it into the heart. That is there. Temptation out there will pull you. It's a nice Egypt. I usually tell youngsters also, most beautiful woman, doesn't make sense to them. But if you tell them she was a supermodel, yeah, so now that you can understand what caliber she was. So that law, you have two of them alone in the house. She has all the doors locked. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. But she tried to entice him. Once you get rid of that already, you see nowadays you don't have to go to the clubs, you don't have to go to the cinema. They've given us the whole thing in our pockets, we have it there. And we as ulama, those outside there, huffaz al-ikram also. You see in the old days, they used to have black and white TVs, right? That thing was so small, people used to hide it in the cupboard. Hazrat says he left his home and he passed away halfway between Qariyatul Salihin, the pious people's place, etc. So they measured. Right, so he was on his way to make Tawbah. So here now, before, we had all the gunas at home. The person to die and root, he read his dua before he left home. Sat in the car, he read his dua also. Alright? Well, this hope life will pass away for the exit door first, and sit near the exit door. But I know it's not going to happen, but I'm hoping he might just tell me before that so I get a chance to run out. I'm sure it happens to many of us. It can happen any time. But I think I'll be safe. I'll just make Tawbah that time quickly and get away. It won't happen. It won't happen like that. But this youngster now, he said, I know it's not going to happen like that. That youngster in this zamana also in this time, they will take the courage. Allah has given us the courage in the heart. Allah has given us the courage in the heart that we can do mad things. Especially as boys, if you go to any school, from experience I ask many people, I ask many youngsters that in your class, who's a naughtiest boy? Say, ma, the Hafiz boy. Comes. When the temptation comes at that time, make your mind blank and numb. And run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I promise you at that time, when the thought will come, that I want to talk to her, I want to make contact, I want to do this haram, I want to go on that site. I promise you at that time, Umrah. First time in his life, he came back, he joined the effort of Dawat, he changed his life, whereas one time he was a ringleader in his school. He was the ringleader of all the naughty boys. He was the operator. Changed his life, he went in Jamaat, became an alim, and now he's operating in the Khidmat of Deen in the world. In the 100 namaz I got up and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, that enjoyment I find in taking drugs. If you give me that enjoyment in your name, in bayan, in ta'aleem, I will give it up. He said, the next morning I said in the bayan, he said, well, I can't explain to you the There were so many in the history of Islam, and presently also, that wherever they were involved in what vice, what gunas, what sins. But just stay in the company of the pious. Let's say, pare rehna. Look, pare rehna. Like a dead corpse, just lie there. And then too you'll get benefit. But go with open heart.
Benefit to you also, that this ilm which is on the tongue and the eyes, in West Africa, the countries in West Africa, Senegal, Mali, Nigeria, etc., till today, the hibs that is taught to the children is taught in this way, that the ustad will write the sabak for the student on a slate and seen joined with it. That is how it has to be written in that way. And ya seen, you can also write it ye alif, ya and then the seen. Or seen ye noon, ya seen. But Quran Sharif, you cannot write it in any other way but how it has been revealed by Allah Ta'ala. Many other words, ala lisan, just on the tongue. And what we see with our eyes, we use that. And even there, even for ilm ala lisan, which is not the matlub and not the maqsood, it is also, a person will be deprived from that also if he makes na qadri, be adabi, na gunas, common gunas with students, masturbation, homosexuality, ghibat, especially ghibat of the ustad. This is a common thing. Students speak wildly anything about their ustads. And this is a very dangerous thing. It blocks that ilm to go into the heart. And if ilm goes into the heart, ilm shabi'ya, ghair shari'ya, which is against shari'at, that is called nafs. So this tabiyat, tabiyat par aqal ko ghalib rakho. Don't just do what you feel like doing. Feel like sleeping, sleep. Feel like eating, eat. Feel like looking anywhere, look anywhere. You want to watch World Cup, you have to watch World Cup. Just what you want to do, you just... Allahumma anta matlubi wa ridaaka maqsoodi. He said, then try and learn, you'll see how quick you learn it. So inshallah, try and use that also. Learn hifz, hadith, etc. Other ibarat of our kitabs, etc. So anyway, this ilm, to reach the heart, there mustn't be any of these blockages. Dawadu demati. When you are traveling, like on a car, and you are moving, and you are covering your distances easily, everyone will say he's got a very good car. We are getting stuck here, we're getting punctured here, we all problems. We must get a car. So this ilm if we get, people will see that we must also get that kind of ilm. We don't want it who have made other programs. That is a big qurbani to change your program. But jitni tumhari qurbani, utni khuda ki meherbani. How much you will make qurbani, so much Allah's meherbani will come. And then you will see, phir hai lazzate khubani. Khubani is a very sweet fruit. Then you will get that.
So beautiful, but you are thinking about her. So much you will think of her, but you saw somebody more beautiful. So much more you're going to see somebody even more beautiful. When you have seen Allah, so to say, by ma'rifat, then automatically you are just in great enjoyment. Whatever beauty there is in the world, whether it is of woman, whether it is of lake, قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں اپنے عالم الگ بسجائے ہیں ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں and in saving my heart from these beauties of the world, a person's heart's desire, he wants to look, then he wants to have contact, all that he wants in his heart. You can speak to who you want to and you can see who you want to and all while you are sitting on the musalla even. Allah save us all. And this is extremely dangerous to make guna in the color of piety. That is even more worse. Allah save us all. And if we read this, Allah's beauty is eternal. And Allah's beauty is all the time. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَعْنٍ. Allah is in a different splendor every split moment. So a person who gets connection with Allah Ta'ala, what hasn't that person got? مَنْزِلِ قُرْبْ يُوْ نَهِي مِلْتِ. This closeness of Allah Ta'ala, a person doesn't...
ہمیں تیز گام ہوتا ہے جب جس کا امام ہوتا ہے دل سے ان کا غلام